Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. You almost caught me off the microphone there for a second. We are doing this show here live in our studios and trying to get you to listen and tune in to us every single day at 2 o'clock. I want you to make it a mental note. Write it down in your calendars. Try and put it together wherever you can, whatever can remind you on your phones. But at 2 o'clock, I want to sit with you at least for an hour here. Talk with you, tell you about the good things God is doing for you, but also tell you that He is so much in love with you every day. Amen. Well, today we're talking about faith. And what we're talking about faith is we're believing that God is going to do good things for you, but I want to talk about certain things of faith. And so every time you hear something that I want you to remember, and you hear it, and I may repeat it, or it may not even be repeated, it just may be something I say, it's going to go like this. You're going to hear that little bell ringing. So I want you to get used to the bell. It's part of the show. It's not going away. It's going to help you understand it. I'm trying to make you get a point. Amen. Well, just to give you our address, it is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And you are listening to Rev Media Network. Midwatch with the Rev is the show. And I am trying to get more people to join in on this. I've been making calls. I've been talking to different pastors and different people, trying to get them to become a part of our show. I've been leaving messages with other ministers that I know. And we're just hopefully seeing some good things happen. And we're going to see some good things happen in the future and see what's going to happen as far as getting people on here. I just wanted to start the show off with reading something that I found online. And just to let you know, we do have some different people supposed to call in the next few minutes. Hopefully by the end, this actually the third segment or first segment, we're going to have some people call in. And I try and bring interviews on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Wednesdays, mainly because I'm talking about certain specific topics that I think they can have. And also on Fridays and Mondays, I will have that. But right now, I'm just trying to get you all used to how I teach about relationships and what I talk about on that kind of stuff. And try and figure out what's going on and try and get you to get some other insight and stuff. Well, today I was looking at something, and it's something that I'm always looking at, our numbers and stuff, just to see how many hits we've been hitting, how many people have been online and stuff. And yesterday I shared with you basically how our ministry and how our signal has been being received from other people. Now, I'm constantly trying to get us onto other stations as well. I'm constantly asking people that have an audience to join our station, to partner with us, so we can make a broader impact for God. And this is my thought. I've looked at all, and those that know internet and internet marketing, you know that you have to be on a lot of different sites and a lot of different places to get your name out, to get things going. Well, Rev Media Network is trying to do that and trying to get in different places and trying to get on different sites as well. I have right now, I believe, 9 sites, and they're out there hitting different places, and people are going on there and getting the same thing you hear here on different sites and stuff that are archived. We have different publishing sites and stuff. So I was looking at that, and I've always known that. So I'm trying to put together some things, but this article that I have, and I'm going to probably read to you, it's not that long of an article, but I'll give you the highlights anyway. And I was really interested in this because we recently put a salvation letter, like I told you before, and 26 people came to Christ so far on the salvation letter that we put out there on our Rev Media Network. And I'm going to incorporate that letter after reading this article. I'm going to incorporate that same letter on our other sites, our other 8 sites. And what I want to try and get out there is that there's so many people out there still starving for God. I know this because when I look at our stats, I see Russia, Germany, India, China, Israel. I see all these countries, predominantly in the English-speaking countries, where English is a second language, I see all these countries tuning into our station. I see all these countries listening and listening and listening. And a lot of it, part of it is because of my friend Dana Smith, who does Warn Radio every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night. He's really jumped our numbers. A lot of his listeners are coming in and listening to our show because we run our stream 24/7. It's a ran original program for 12 hours, and then it repeats itself at 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock. After the 11 o'clock show, it repeats itself to the 12-hour time slot again. So, or at the 11 o'clock hour. It works something like that. Anyway, so people are hearing, people are listening, people are hungry for the truth of God's Word. Now, this site, it was brought to us by CBN Blogs, Church Watch Blog, and 1 million online salvations per month. 1 million online salvations per month. When I seen that, it's a website, the article, the highlight was website gets 1 million online salvations per month. Now, when you think about it, you think of probably just one website. But I was like, no, it could not only just be one website. There had to be something up to this. So I went ahead and read through the article. And the guy is from Global Media Outreach. I believe that's globalmediaoutreach.com. If you want to look at that. He has over 90 sites. Can you imagine taking care of 90 sites? Okay, I take care of 9 sites. And he probably has a team of people that can help him and knows all Flash Media, Hotmail codes, all that stuff. And can you imagine taking care of 90 different sites and building 90 sites? I'll tell you what. I have to build like 4 or 5 more sites for this ministry. And I have them all in line. And a little bit of time, they're getting built because between writing shows, producing shows, and then being available for my pastor friends out there to either turn on the network for their shows or to be here to engineer for them as they do their shows, which they're doing great. Dana Smith, I just say he's just a pioneer in this internet, media, because he goes out there, he does his own show. I basically shut the signal off and let him take the signal for two hours, and he does his show, and it's awesome every time, professionally done. And then Pastor Charles, who recently just started doing live shows, he usually does his recorded shows in North Carolina, and he is able to just come online. He comes through the internet on the connection, and he feeds his show. I monitor it to make sure it's going through. He emails me if he needs music or something, and that's because I'm helping him out. But you know, there's people out there that could do it so much better than we can do it. But my point is this. This guy put together 90 sites. And if you ever go to his sites, you're going to see some neat things. This Global Media Outreach. I went to his sites, and they have testimonies from popular people, baseball players, soccer players. They have testimonies from people that have gone through traumatic experiences. They have different types of movies that they go on, and they critique it and put a theme to it, a biblical theme on stuff. And I just think... I just think that most of these people that are out there that have these websites are doing some awesome things. I think they're doing awesome things. I mean, I don't like to think this is competition, and I want y'all to realize that, first of all, there's no competition when it comes to saving souls. Amen? Now, I can speak of that because I was with one of the largest ministries in the world that reached millions and billions of people every year. They reach millions of people. Their goal was to reach a billion. But I know what I'm talking about. That it's not a competition, but with the ministry I used to be with, it was almost like it was. And that's probably why I'm not with them anymore. Because you know what? It's no competition in saving souls. It's great to report numbers. It's great. It's great to be available. And my wife just texted me that I have to turn on my Chatango account, which I just did. So if you look at the bottom of your screen, you'll see Chatango on there. And what I want you to know is that you can talk to me anytime on Chatango at any time that you have a chance. And when I have the show on, I have it on. And sometimes during the day, I have it open while I'm working on some of these projects and stuff as well. So anyway, that's the plug for Chatango, and if you can talk to me, you can through there. But anyway, it's not a competition, my friends. Really, it's not. It's not. Okay, say there's a huge mega church in your neighborhood. Huge. God tells you to make a church. And then you turn around, you look out your backyard, you peek over your fence, and you see a huge church still there. In your backyard, you see a huge church, and you're like, God? God, Is that really you talking to me? Is that really you wanting me to start a church when there's a huge church right behind me? Well, he may not mean that neighborhood. He may mean in every other neighborhood. But just because we see, I mean, think of it. If we all took the mentality that this was a competition thing, all the smaller churches would just kind of look at things and say, well, the big church is taking care of everything. Let them do it. What I'm trying to say, my friends, is you will always have to do something that God has called you to do. And you're going to look at the impossible odds, and you're going to look at the impossible things that you see in front of you that they seem like they're doing it. Why do you have to do it? When I looked at this, I was just, first of all, I was like, cool, a million people online. Then I said, well, how's he doing it? And basically, 90 sites, if you do the math, I'm a math person. If you do the math, you're talking about 11,000 salvations per site on 90 sites. And I was like, well, that's pretty good, 11,000 people generating salvation requests online. But that's 90 sites, and how long have they been doing this? I'm like, wow, Lord, well, that gives us a go. That gives us a go to build, and I know my wife's probably hearing this saying, oh no, not more sites. But yes, that gives us a go to continue to add good salvation things, salvation questions, salvation items, salvation information on all our websites. And I encourage you to do the same thing. And when you look at that, you kind of think, wow, it's amazing. I'm telling you, my friends, right now, God is looking for men and women of God, just like this ministry there, and the one that we're highlighting. We're looking for men and women of God to do something for them. Looking for men and women of God to build ministries for them. That is what he wants. He's looking for obedient people. Obedient. That's going to do what he tells you to do. And not going to worry about it. Why do we measure success? Off of numbers. Now honestly, the reason I report the numbers to you, and not to brag, not anything like that, but just excited. Now come on, you got to hear me here. Just excited that someone's listening and someone's actually going to the webpage. I don't know if you realize this, but when you build something, you're like, will they come? You know, that's the band's mentality, is if you build it, they will come. Well, that's not true for a lot of retailers right now. But for home builders, that's changing. We had a huge increase in home building. And I'm inside the real estate business and mortgage business, so I always going to report on this. And it's a good thing. It is a good thing to see. It is a good thing to see that. It's a good thing to see that there's an increase. There's an increase of sales out there on the new home built. And that the values are starting to pick up a little bit on the values that we have on the existing homes, because the economy ties into everything you do. Economy ties into everything you do. It affects how you give to your church, it affects how you take care of home things, it affects how you're going to plan and save and stuff. So it's a big thing when you're doing things for God. This sermon was one of my sermons that I preach. It's called Never Ashamed, Never Surrender. It's based off a scripture that I was reading in Joel 2:26, and we're going to get to that in the next segment. But what I want to tell you is this: God wants people that are going to use their talents, use their skill, use their knowledge to reach people. It's great to have family vacations, amen. It's great to be out there with people all over the place and visiting with people and having fellowship. It's great to have a good, successful career. It's great to be a blessing to your church and to the ministries that are out there throughout this world. But we need more soul winners. We need more soul winners. We need people that are going to want to save people. We need people that want to realize their full potential and to be used by God. I'm going to tell you this, my friends. Sometimes it's hard to do what God tells you to do. A lot of you know what I'm telling you about. A lot of you know what I am trying to tell you here. Sometimes you may have built something for God and it didn't succeed. I pastored a church back in 1998, maybe 99. You know what? I can tell you the dates. It was between 99 and 2001, because that's a lot of my sermons are dated about that time. Or 2000, 2001. So about 2-3 years, pastor a small church every Sunday, group of kids in the neighborhood. My cousin was there, and he was able, my cousin Alfred, I'll say his name on the air so he can get all happy. Yes. And he brought a lot of friends all the time that needed someone to talk to about the Lord, and we decided just to start having service. So we started having service there and prayed about it and started having service in the house every single Sunday. Then God led us in our hearts to build out the garage in the back to make it a church, and we did that. Thank God our neighborhood didn't have deed restrictions, and we built out a church. And I became what my other cousins called Noah's Ark. It was basically, I had no idea how to work on machinery and how to use tools like I had to use, and how to build walls and how to put things together. But I built this place. I put it together from ground up. Literally, we had someone lay the cement down, and that's a story in itself. And I got to tell you that story another time. And then my cousin showed me how to do some plumbing, my other cousin. And we started to get it all together, and my other cousin came and did electrical work. And then we got the church going, and my wife painted and helped mud and sheetrock stuff, and it was amazing. It was an amazing time. It was a vision. It was a heart for that season, for that time, and that moment in my life. What did that produce? Well, we got people that followed Christ. We had people coming in from the neighborhood that never would come in to a regular church, but because guys and kids, we basically had a church full of young people, anyway, from the age group from 10 years old all the way to 20-something. Think we have 30 to 40 people regularly on a church service. That's good. We survived. I don't remember any time ever having to worry about having to get things paid. It was amazing. These are kids, and they couldn't even really support, but they gave what they could, and we survived. God blessed us. God encouraged us. We had gifts come in when gifts had to come in. So I lived that life too. I understand that life. We built this thing. Then all of a sudden in our hearts, we just felt something else. God was calling to do something else, calling us to go out and do different things. So we went ahead and handed the pastorship to another pastor in the neighborhood, and we got these kids into an older pastor. His facility was more equipped for them. We took them to an instant church, and we sat with them for several months till the kids were all comfortable. And then God called me to do other things. But the thing was, I have no regrets. Let's look at Joel real quick, the book of Joel. Now, I did mark this. It's not like yesterday's show. Yesterday's show was kind of crazy. I had a lot of things not marked right. But let's read this to you. And this is Joel chapter 2, verse 26. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Praise the name of the Lord your God, that has dwelt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Let's listen to this again. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dwelt wondrously with you, and my people shall never, never be the same. Be ashamed. Did I say the same? Be ashamed. Never be the shame. Never be ashamed. Never be ashamed. How many times has someone brought something back to you in your face? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. We're going to play a quick promo about our ministry, Revelation Ministries. Continue listening, please. Thank you.
Have you ever felt that you let God down with the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you? so that you are almost out of grace. If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you're listening to MidWatch with the Rev. God bless you, my friends. We do appreciate each of y'all listening and to our shows and seeing everything that we do here. It's been a blessing to just talk with you for these few minutes to get you to understand that God is looking for people that are going to be out there trying to do something for Him. God is wanting you to do something and not be ashamed. We just talked about right before the break about people bringing stuff back to you in your face. And I want you to know that God is not in the "so why did you not work it" type of attitude. Is not into the backbiting, throwing stuff in your face ministry. He's not into that. He's not trying to make things happen as far as looking at your past and saying you made mistakes, as far as throwing it in your face. He's not. When the Bible says never be ashamed, I really feel this in my heart, that a lot of times when we are called to do something for the Lord, we are called to make things happen for God, and a lot of times that we don't know exactly what's the outcome going to be. Did God call you to build a mega church and your church only got to 15 or 20 people? Did He call and tell you to do only a 15 member church? Or did He tell you to build a 500-member church? God said build a church. He didn't say build a 1,500-member church. Amen? Now, if it grows really, really huge, then that's a blessing. I think Billy Graham shared something that I thought was neat in a book that I was reading from him. And it was about a book that he wrote basically about it's like Ask God Questions. I think that was the title of the book. I have it somewhere here at the studio, or it's at my house. It's one of these books, and in the question this one man asked him is, how come God chose you to build this huge, huge ministry? And then you look at the average pastor and has a small little fellowship. How did God's mantle or ministry fall on you? And Billy Graham answered this guy, this pastor's reply. And these were all letters that came into Billy Graham. And Billy Graham would answer these letters. And he decided to make it in a book. And it was it's amazing because you look at it and you see all these questions people had. And it's done back in the 70s, I think, because some of the questions was kind of like, oh, okay. And what we did was, he said, well, it's not up to us who God will use. All we do is we go to the field. all we do is we plow the field he tells us to plow. It is God that adds the increase. He goes, I can't tell you the formula. I can't tell you the cycle. I can't tell you how it's going to happen. I can't tell you when it's going to happen. But all you have to do is be faithful. All you have to do is be encouraged. All you have to do is know you should never be ashamed. You should never surrender. Don't surrender your vision. There's no shame in trying to build something and have to do other things at the same time. There should be no shame in your game. When God is using you, there shouldn't be any shame in your game at all. Don't let anyone ever come up to you and say, oh, wow, you didn't get this done. You didn't make this happen. You didn't make this happen. Don't ever think that. Don't ever think that because it didn't go to man's ideas, man's plans, man's things that are going to happen. That it didn't succeed. I look at my time with those young people in teaching and stuff. Do you know that I taught more in relationships ever and launched a relationship campaign in a way to my ministry just working with those young people and dealing with their issues? You remember high school? You remember college? Yeah, and dealing with those issues. Do you know that a lot of people nowadays in their 40s and 50s and 30s, late 30s, are still going through those issues, but just in different forms? And it's a hybrid now of how the reactions are accordingly. Back in high school, you probably wouldn't have gone crazy and beat someone, but nowadays people do when they're older, and it's not good. So what those days and it taught me how to really get down and write some sermons to entertain kids and entertain adults at the same time. I had to have a balance, and we had several adults there as well, and I had to make sure it wasn't just too kiddie-like or wasn't too adult-like. There had to be some kind of a mix. And today, that's basically the format that I do. When I see young people in the crowd, I may have written my sermon for older people or for mature people in God or whatever. God led me to write it. But when I see younger people in there, I start editing it really quick in my mind of when I'm going to make this for the kids, how I'm going to keep them entertained to a 30-minute sermon, 25-minute sermon. So those 3 years was basically good training ground. Every Sunday, writing, and every Tuesday night, and every Sunday night, we did Sunday night services. The last year that we were there, we did Sunday night services. So basically three nights a week, I had to get sermons together like any pastor would have to. And it was a good training ground. It was a good training ground early in my age, and it was a good training ground to help. So when I look at it back now, I look at that it gave me a lot of insight on how people think. And for those that are starting churches, that are out there, that are listening, you know, keeping courage. You may be the next mega church. Who knows? And if you don't get to mega church status, it don't matter. You're doing what God's telling you, and you're being blessed, and you're helping people. And that's what it's all about. It's about helping people. So we're here on the air, and we're doing these things. And I don't see anyone chatting with me on my chat tangle. Now the chat tangle is going to be at the bottom of your sites. And I want you to know that I'm here. If you have any questions, I want you to go through the chat room and send me some of your questions. We get those questions on the air. We're trying to get other things going and stuff. Get some stuff live. Right now, we got the audio working to where it needs to work, and that's awesome. That's awesome. So anyway, back to the scripture. Never be ashamed. Never surrender. It's about starting ministries. It's about doing something for God. It's about believing. Don't give up. Don't give up when you have something for God. Hold on to it. I'm going to give you some advice, and I think I've read this and heard this on different other shows and ministries preaching and ministers preaching, but in my personal life, I will give you this advice from my personal life. Your hardest moment is going to bring your biggest blessing, or is going to bring the breakthrough that you're crying for. God will never put you past what you can receive in pressure and in life. He knows. He knows how far He can take you. He knows what's going to crack you, and He knows what's going to build you. He knows what's going to keep you and what's going to make you grow. So, let me tell you this. We're not going to get a radio call. Just letting you know, people have not returned the calls that we're going to get on the show today. So that's fine. So we're going to have to carry this ourselves, which we've done many times, and we will again today. It is during your biggest times, your biggest ordeals, sometimes during your biggest loss, and we're not talking about biggest losers, sometimes in your biggest loss and your biggest trial, you're going to see a breakthrough. You just got to hold on out of experience, and there are going to be times where you're going to panic. There's going to be times when you try and fix it yourself. There's going to be times when you try and rationalize and put things together. But I'm telling you, my friends, hold on to what God is doing. Hold on to how God is moving things in your life. Success is not measured by numbers. Even though you hear numbers all around you, see numbers in your church. So what is success measured off of? I think success, if it was to be my opinion, and this is my show, so I'm going to give you my opinion. I think success is measured out by the love that you give to others. I have been around some of the most influential men in ministry throughout my ministry life. And I'm not just talking popular ministers locally or just one or two people. They have international names and famous names here in America as far as preachers. I've been through with a whole bunch of them. Part of my time with that ministry that I serve for the mission field and the mission works. And I could always see the ones that had genuine love. Genuine just love for God's people. Genuine love for the people that are out there, that no matter how high they got in ministry, there was a love beyond love beyond love in them for souls and for people's lives. Doing something for God, my friends. Doing something for God. Okay, the bell's fixed. It was, the volume was low on it, so I had to fix it. So I hope you hear it now. I don't want it just to be a chirp in your ear. Doing something for God. We look at an article that's inside the Christian Post. It's christianpost.com. It talks about indie film tackles teen suicide and fake Christians. Basically, a youth pastor for 10 years put together a movie with his church and his youth group. Has a film degree from University of La Mirada, California, Pastor Jim Britz, and put something together. And he has a lot of young people acting in it. Doesn't tell you how much money or anything that they put into it, nor does it tell you where it's released at. But it tells you the basic concept of the film and putting the spotlight on certain things, suicide and other things, divorce, homosexuality, fake Christians. I don't know what else it has on there, but the thing is, what's good about this is that this ministry, and you can look at it at www.tosavealifemovie.com. So it's basically on suicide, not homosexuality. I apologize for that. Wrong article. Wrong movie, right? Yeah. Anyway, it may be in there. Who knows? I didn't read the whole thing. But it talks about peer pressure and divorce, teen pregnancy, abortion, suicide, all that kind of stuff. The thing is, the kids are going to draw to it because there's young kids acting kids, but it's doing something. More and more you see YouTube, you see all the crazy. If you're on YouTube, you see some crazy stuff. Some really, really crazy stuff. And then you see the other stuff that are good. You see common stuff, but you see some crazy stuff. People making their own movies. People putting things together. Some of them stuff are pretty neat how they put it together. Rev Media is about to get on the YouTube, but we just haven't finished up everything. It's not the highest priority on our list, but it's there. And we're working on it a little bit at a time. But we haven't uploaded anything there yet. We're still trying to get some video stuff taken care of. And then we're going to be on there regularly. But for right now, we're into getting all the audio that we can and trying to get the feeds running in different places. So we've got to tackle one thing at a time. But it's doing something, my friends. It's doing something for God. And never being ashamed and never surrender. Don't surrender what God has promised you. You may not be in your calling right now. You may not. You may not be in your calling. But just like this ministry, he's a youth pastor in Denver, Colorado. And he's out there outreaching with Outreach Incorporated, a partner in the movie, I believe. And they're out making these films. Now, it doesn't say if it's going to be in studios or in theaters or taken from church to church. But it's an amazing story. People are getting out there and doing things. That is why I picked media to start throwing my sermons on and stuff. I think I've shared this with y'all before, that a lot of ministers record their shows, don't record their shows, or record their sermons, I call them shows. Record, you gotta understand, that's what I deal with every day. A lot of them put together different things and preach and stuff, but if you don't record it, it's gonna just go to those people in front of you. Yeah, it helped them, but you can be helping millions out there, thousands out there, with your recorded sermons and stuff. So, when I talk about that, about putting together stuff in media, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I wrote a book. That's why we have a publishing department. Because when I put something that I think that needs to be out, I make it into a book. And we help people do the same thing. So when I tell you that, I want you to understand that God wants you to do something for Him. He wants you to not give up, to never be ashamed, and never surrender. Never surrender, my friends. Never surrender what you want to do. Where do you need to be spiritually? What should you do to encourage yourself? What else can you do? And what would I tell myself in my deepest time? We're going to get to that in a minute. And play another infomercial about our ministry, Revelation Ministry, who brings you this broadcast every single week.
Hi, this is David Yannis, host of Midwatch with the Rev and General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series. Relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com.
That was a short commercial. And you're back already. Amen. Well, what would you do spiritually? Where should you be at spiritually? I was going to ask our guests some of these questions, but I'm going to answer myself because I'm kind of trying to get y'all into the program as far as understand where your spirituality should be. I was told by a very good friend who is Nigel McNeil. He has a Revival Fire Ministries. It's a great ministry. He told me one thing when I met with him at one of his conferences. He said, value your time. Value your time. Value your time to study and value time to pray when you're not doing it actively every day. When you're not preaching every day, he always said, value your time. Take the time to read. Take the time to study. Or I guess how he would say it is, brother, take the time to read. He's had this deep Australian accent. And he's an amazing man. And I really took that into my heart, that you have to study, you have to read. So what I tell you spiritually we have to be is we have to be read up, prayed up, and stored up with all this material in you. Can you imagine you going into a situation where you have written sermon after sermon, and you have scripture after scripture in your heart, and you're strong, and God is using you? I tell you, it's easier to do it that way than to come in and have to struggle for show to show, from scripture to scripture, from sermon to sermon. It takes a lot of reading. When you get into this, because you don't know where God's going to take you. I didn't know that I was going to be writing five shows for each day, five shows a week, a show every day, plus a sermon for Sundays. Neither did I know that I was going to have to be studying for the counseling, at the same time putting together books for other ministers and myself, and at the same time running a station network. It's tough enough to try to put together the shows and to also run a station. That's cool. It's fun. It's a great thing, but you're busy. What I'm going to say is when you're in your calling and you're doing what God's telling you to do, you're busy. My call right now is to everyone out there right now. Listen to me. Listen to me. Do I have to get the bell to get your attention? Because I will. I'll ring the bell if I have to. All right, listen to me. Listen. God knows where you're at. My friend Don Wagner from California, my youth pastor and associate pastor, he was a pastor of my church, associate pastor of the church I attended back when I was in the Navy. I tried to talk to him when I was in Long Beach this last April, but we missed each other. But I met another good pastor friend that I'm going to meet with next month in August, Pastor McLaren. And we're going to meet next month, and hopefully next week, because it'll be August, and see what we're going to do in the radio. He's going to get involved with our radio with us. But Don used to tell us, God knows your address. Now listen to me. God knows your address. He goes, David, I don't want you ever to be sad. Because it gets like that. Sometimes a person will get depressed that they're not doing what God wants them to do. And God don't want you to get depressed over it. God don't want you to get depressed over it. God wants you to be encouraged. God wants you to be excited. God wants you to just to build. To build your faith. Read the Word. If you want to heal people, pray for God to give you opportunity to heal people. Study about healing. Pray about healing. Read your Word. Get the healing scriptures in you. Pray in the Spirit. Get as much as you can deep inside you. But Don's comment made me think. He does. And then Don went further. He knows exactly where you like to go to eat. He knows exactly where you go home and what route you take. He knows your address. He knows exactly what address you have, whether it's in California or Texas. He knows where you live. So when he got to get a hold of you, David, when he got to get a hold of you, he can. He'll knock on your door. When he got to get a hold of you, he'll knock on your door. Well, we don't have a doorknob, but we have a doorbell. Well, that was way too loud. If I scared you, I apologize. My wife's going to get after me when she gets me home after the studio. I'm looking for a door knock. I didn't find one. I have all these sound effects. I'm just playing around trying to make this fun for you. So, my friends, he does know. I'm going to lower it this time. He knows how to get a hold of you, and he'll ring The doorbell. When it's time, he'll get that going. He knows where you go. But for right now, it's going to be the scripture of the day. Scripture of the day. What is the scripture of the day? Amen. The scripture of the day. Let's get to this. Scripture of the day is found in Matthew 11:28. Matthew 11:28. Let's all turn our books, our Bible books, to Matthew 11:28. I love the book of Matthew because my son's name is Matthew, and he's awesome. I call him Mad Matty. He's crazy. He loves to just play around. He's like the love of the house. He just loves and loves and loves. The boy loves to love. He loves to cry, too, but he loves. He loves, and I love him. Scripture, Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Our scripture of the day. What does that tell you, my friends? What does that tell you? Jesus knows we're going to get busy. Jesus knows that you're going to be busy. And you're going to carry a lot with you. But he also knows that you need some place to rest. And he wants you to come to him. He wants you to come to him. He wants you to know that he is there for you. Let's continue reading. Matthew 28:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You ever been so tired that your soul was tired? The unrestlessness that you find in your heart? Verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen, my friends. His burden is light. I think that's the thing. When we start things for God and we put things together, we tend to kind of think that we're responsible to make this successful. You're not. You're not responsible. Scripture says, some water, some plant, and others reap. Some water, some plant, and others reap. I'm telling you, my friends, God is the one that will make it successful. There's a man saying that we've said before earlier, if you build it, they will come. Well, they may. They may. They may come. I'd rather people come and listen to this station than are destined to this station to hear it. I think many people out there will come to this station and hear it and not receive. But then there's many that will still receive. That was our scripture of the day, my friends. Amen. I hope you don't mind the sounds. It makes the show a little bit more fun. That way you just don't hear my voice. And you don't hear just me talking and talking. I think it's good. My wife tells me I never stop talking and talking. Well, you know what? And she's used to it. She'll fall asleep while I'm just still talking. Yes, she will. But at the same time, when I was in Hawaii, I was stationed out there for a few months. Actually, we were in port for like almost 4 months, and it was nice. And my friends that were Hawaiian would call me Portuguese. And what that stood for was one that in Portuguese, and that's what they were, or the Hawaiian term was Portuguese. That was in the Hawaiian cult, Hawaiian language was Portuguese, and that meant one that never shuts up. It's the Latin in us, I guess. Who knows? But God loves you. God knows where you're at, my friends. He knows where he has to go to when he has to find you. So I don't want you ever to worry about it. He knows exactly where you are. So whenever he needs you, he will ring that doorbell. He will make sure he knows you are. And he's not going to get the wrong address. He's not the post office. God bless the post office. My father retired from the post office, but he's not the post office. And he will make sure that he gets you when he needs you, my friends. So no matter what you built, you never wasted your time. I don't want you to think that. I don't want you ever to think that you wasted your time. The devil wants you to think you wasted your time because that will discourage you from doing something more for God. That will discourage you from doing more for the Lord. But I'm telling you, my friends, you have to hold on and hold your head high. I was going to ask one of our callers, which we didn't get a caller in today, but hey, we're only with a few minutes left in the show. So about 8 minutes or so left in the show. This is our last segment. So let me get you another commercial. We try to do 3 commercials. That way you can hear some good things. This one's about Rev Media Network. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the Auxiliary Studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension. It was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Amen. Amen. Rev Media Network, that's what you're listening on. If you're at Rev Media Network, you're seeing all the great things. And we're going to put together something for the churches out there. So if you're listening, let me just give a quick promo on that. Each church that signs up with us to be a part of the membership. Now, there is not a fee for airtime. I don't believe in that. I do not want anyone not be able to afford to be on the air. But there is a $25 membership fee to broadcast your shows on our station. And that's not much if you think about it around the world. That's very inexpensive. But the other thing is this. For the churches that streamline directly through us, and this is only for those churches that decide that they want to streamline with us. It's not for the churches that are just going to archive their files. But for the churches that decide that they're going to streamline with us, and we're going to have a pastor page. And on this pastor page is going to be your church's or the pastor's picture or the church's picture and the little short bio of the church. and add a player. Now, when they click on that player, they're going to go from that page to their own personal players. Now, in this personal player, there's going to be some amazing things. I'm going to tell you this. We're going to have a link for your email address. It's going to be custom made. You're going to have a link for your email address. It's going to have whatever your website has. If you have it set up, a giving page. If not, we can show you how to get a giving page put together. I'm going to put that there so when they click on it and they're listening, they can donate directly to you. They can just listen to you. They won't go nowhere. They'll be right on that same browser every time. It'll probably just be a pop-up window for them. That way they can continue listening to you and doing other things. And also we're going to have on there, if you have a bookstore, we're going to put that bookstore on there on that as well. And any information like Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff, we're going to put there so you have a customized browser with all your information. Whatever you have on your website, we just need the Hotmail codes. We can move it all in there. And it's something that I'm doing and I'm promoting and trying to get churches in. So if your church wants to get involved, please give them a call. Tell them to call me. They can go to my website. And something I announced the other day that we have on all our web pages now is a call, click the call button. And this click the call button will work with your phone system. If you want to dial, get to the prayer line right there on your browser that you're looking through. There's a click to call on your browser. Click on that. It'll go straight to our prayer lines. There's one on the contact page of Rev Media Network and Rev Ministries. If you want to call us, you click on that and it comes straight to me. And if I'm available, I'll pick it up. If not, you'll get my voicemail and we'll get back with you. So I'm telling you, my friends, these are some technology things that we are implementing, we are putting in here, we're trying to get going here. So we're at the beginning stages of the station, but from only 5 listeners from the first day that we just built the site, not even sending audio, to 2,200 people when we just barely sent the signals and actually got audio going the second or third week of May, and then in June to go to 7,500 people was amazing. And then now in July, we're at 11,000, and today we're probably going to be at 13,000 people listening, or even 12,500, something like that. So every time you jump on, it doesn't count you until you stay on for a few minutes listening and stuff, and it gives us the time frames. So it's an amazing thing. It is an amazing thing that we are doing here and what we're going to be doing in the future. So we're trying to get people involved, and if you know people that want to get involved, send them our way. We'll be able to put them on the air. What do I tell myself when I'm down, out, and still building a vision for the Lord? And I was going to ask these pastors this, but I'm going to go ahead and reserve that question for next Faith Week. But I'll give you something what I do. So next Faith Week, we're going to have that question. I'll put a little star on my notes. And then next week, we're going to ask these 4 questions to whoever we get to call in. I did send out some Facebook and Twitter information, trying to talk about faith, trying to get a pastor in to help us with that today, and weren't successful. That's fine. Weren't successful on that today, but we're going to get that next week, and we'll be able to get that going and listening. Quick article before we leave. Let's see, do we got time for an article? I need to find out our time slot here. We'll have to save this article for tomorrow. It's no big deal. I want to go into it, so I don't want to get into it right now. But there are some things that I thought that was interesting. And I'll read the article over tomorrow again with you as well. Well, I want to tell you what, it has been a blessing to bring you the show. And I want you never to give up on what God has told you to do. Never surrender it. Never, ever, ever surrender what God has done for you. Amen? Never ashamed, never surrender. Let's read our scripture one more time. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Praise the name of the Lord, your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. One more time. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that he hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Never, never be ashamed. Well, you know what that sound? That sound means we're out of time, my friends. We're out of time. And I want to make sure that you all understand that Rev Ministries is here. We're going to be bringing Midwatch with the Rev. We're trying to bring you other programs and stuff to fit the entire network that we're trying to get going. So just keep in tune with us. Make sure that you know that we're here and you're telling people to tune in. Now, try and get a Chatango account. It's chatango.com. You can find it on my website. Click on it. Make a user ID. That way you can chat with me during these shows. I know you're busy at work and stuff, so I don't want to take too much of your time from the work that you're doing. But if you can, it'll be nice to have someone to chat with on the airwaves through that. Well, thank you, my friends. I'll tell you right now, Midwatch with the Rev is starting to do new things. We're pioneering new ideas, and you're going to be a part of that. Thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you next time on Midwatch. Remember, our web address is revministries.com, revmedianetwork.com, revmedia publishing, and we get all this thing going, get all this stuff moving, get all this stuff happening. So, my friends, till next week, or till tomorrow, we'll do a daily show. Tomorrow, Wednesday, leadership. I believe Mike Salazar is going to be our guest. So he was our guest last week. Had some good stuff from Mike. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the Midwatch.
Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Gannis, and you are listening to Midwatch with Rev. God bless you, my friends. If you've heard that call sign over the last 5 years, you have heard that through our podcast stations, through stations that we used to be on the air, through radio, regular radio, through terrestrial stations, and now we are on revmedianetwork.com. Our address has changed, so when the broadcasts are broadcasted, sometimes you hear our old address, which is the 2981 address. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, our address has changed to P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. If you hear this broadcast throughout the day, we're trying to let y'all know that our address has changed. We've had calls and stuff about the new address, so we're trying to get that information to you and to let you know that you are listening to the most influential ministers, and Christian talk show host on here with the original program on RevMediaNetwork.com. Thank you again. God bless you.